chant a little bit slowly this. Namo Rudrebhyo E Prathivyam E Entari Kshe E Bibi E Shamanam Vato Varsha Misha Vaste Bhyo Varsha Misha Vaste Bhyo Dasha Prachi Dasha Dakshina Dasha Prachi Dasha Dakshina Dasha Pratichir Dasho Dichir Dasho Dhvaste Bhyo Dasha Prachir Dasha Dakshina Dasha Pratichir Dasho Dichir Dasho Dhvaste Bhyo Namaste No This mantra, last week I said te yascha vo is incorrect, yascha no is correct. Yeah? Yes, some of the vo got confused with some other vo when somebody asked me that question. So it is te yan vishmo yascha no dveshtitam vo jimhe radhami. This last mantra of Rudra Namakam, Sri Rudra Namakam, a very powerful mantra. And last week we concluded this beautiful 11th anuvarta, the essence of which really is to unconditionally serve the entire cosmos as it relates to, and we went through different aspects of the service related to this mantras. Yes, now starts with serving the birds, to all the animals, the humans, service to
the veterans, servicemen,
service to all the Neela Griva Sidikantha, Sarva Adaha Kshamachara, that is service on this plane of death to the birds and to the animals and also to the humans, everybody that are pervading this earth. Service to Nilagriva Siddhikantha Divagum Rudra Upasrita. There we talked about the Nilagrivas, that are the celestial beings and the spirits. That offering the Rudra, there refers to the god of fire, offering to the fire and service to those celestial beings. Then service to the trees, taking care of the trees, ye vrukshesu saspinjara neelagriva vilohitah. Then service to all the visikhasah kapardinah, all those people that are taking care of as purohits, visikhasah kapardinah, and the renunciates, serving those, that is an important aspect. And then also serving the microbiota that is existing within us, which is important for our own self. You see, service, may they not harm us is one way, may we serve them is the other way. So from the point of view of harming them is not the question here. How do you serve the entire cosmos, including the microorganisms that are within us? And then e patham padhirakshaya aila bruda yavyudhaha. Also taking care of our service to those who got the paths, different paths, produce the food for us and fight for the community, and service to those that protect and guard the sacred places. Etirdhani Pracharanti Srikavanto Nishangina. And to all those forms of Rudras, Yeta, Vantaha, Chak, Bhuyascha, Dishaha, Rudraha, Vitasthire. I might have forgotten to serve many more that are involved in, who exist, filling their quarters, that I might have forgotten. You see, what a beautiful anuvakam. Now, then the next context is about, last week we talked about Namo Rudrebhyo, salutations to all those Rudras. E Prithivyam Annam, E Antarikshe Vataha, E Divi Varsham Ishavaha. Tebhyaha, to all those Rudras that are giving food on earth, life through the space, water from the heavens, and those that are pervading all the directions, dasha prachir, dasha dakshina, dasha prachir, towards the east, dasha dakshina, towards the south, dasha pratichir, towards the west, then towards the north, then upward. May all of them, 10 fingers to all these directions, we're saying dasha, means 10 to all of those. Now this is the mantra. It's a beautiful experience that I had that I wanted to share with you before we go to concluding this. Now this mantra is about service to the unconditional service of the millions of Rudras. That is what is highlighted in this mantra. So when the very first Atirudra Parayam that we did in Bay Area, Swami's 83rd birthday, that in itself is a phenomenal experience for many of those who were involved in that. What year was that? 2008, I believe. Yes, 2008, and Swami's 83rd birthday. 2 years before that, in 2006, we were all in Prashant Nilayam. I was the president of Central Services Center, and we did a pilgrimage to Puttaparthi. And in that pilgrimage, during the part of that pilgrimage, when we were all sitting there, it was the first time I had the opportunity to see Dikshit Mama. And we were all in the mandir. We were all sitting in the mandir, and Swami was sitting in the chair. And that day, all the priests that were supposed to do the Atirudra Mahayajnam, all those priests were seated before Swami. Right behind them was all our center seat. So Swami was doing an audition of Sri Rudram for all the priests for Atirudra Mahayajna that was going to happen in 2007. 2006 he was doing audition. He wanted to listen to all the priests and decide which priest he will select for the Atirudra Mahayajna that following year. So we were all learning Rudram, and it was an audition that Swami did for us that year. And he was doing audition not only because we were sitting behind him, along with the priest, we were also chanting Rudra. And Swami was sitting in the chair. He was very happy. And he came down, he talked, he called Dikshit Mama. He was talking to him, asking about the priest. Then he got down from the chair. He went to each and every priest, looked at them, blessed them. Do you know, he also looked at the medical certificates of the Rudriks that participated in the Atirudra Mahayajna in 2006. Swami personally selected each and every one of the priests that was going to do the first Atirudra Mahayajna. Yeah. Now, the year after that, is when we did Atirudra Parayana as part of our 83rd birthday celebration. That Central San Jose, only Central San Jose Center did 83rd birthday celebration of Bhagavan for 83 days. I'm telling you, hopefully we will do that in Sacramento for Swami's centennial birthday. 183 days, every day morning Rudram chanting, breakfast service at shelter, lunch service at shelter, evening dinner service at shelter, three times service for 83 days, every day. And then the last 11 days, we did the Atirudra Parayana, because Swami, on 8-8-2008, I remember this date, August 8, 2008, Swami came in the darshan and he was asking me about, I was showing him that we are going to do the 83rd birthday celebration with 83 days of service, adoration, illumination. Service, adoration, illumination. 83 days, non-stop. I'm so blessed to be part of a center like Central San Jose Center. That was so intense love for Swami, and it was such a phenomenal experience. And the discipline is so incredible. Not a single day service was missed. 300 people were cooked and served every day for three meals for 83 days. Can you believe that, Sairam? 83 days serving 300 people three times a day, fresh cooked meal, no other, all, and the menu was different from meal to meal. What was cooked on one day was not cooked on the same meal, was not served. And fresh hot meal. And the people were wondering how all these homeless people who will survive on 83 days of vegetarian food. And they loved it. That was the biggest concern of the CEO of emergency housing shelter. She said, are you kidding me? How can these people eat 83 days of vegetarian food? Three meals a day. But they really enjoyed it and loved it. Now what happened? Why am I telling all this? That was the first Atirudra Parayana that we did in Sanatana Dharma Kendra. And during that Atirudra Parayana, on a Kartika... Sarvam, please pay attention, sir. Please. And during that Atirudra Parayana in Sanatana Dharma Kendra, on the Kartika Purnima day, Swami came in my dream and he asked me, you see, this chanting, the Rudram that you're doing, you know, the question he asked me was, where in Sri Rudram is the Trishulam of Shiva mentioned? He asked me this question. Where in Sri Rudram is the Trishulam of Shiva mentioned? And when he asked that question, my mind was chanting Rudram. I was trying to find it. It was going like that. Because Swami asked a question. When, you know, it's not like ordinary sitting in front of Swami. When Swami asks a question, all your, they become laser focused. All your energies, all your faculties, they become so laser focused. Because he's so intense. He's not like a, he's a master. If the child was not behaving, he'll throw them out of the, throw them out of Prashantanilaya. Tough master. Swami's love, but it is tough love, not ordinary love. You got to be trained like that. When you're trained like that by Swami, you understand what is the value of a teacher. That you will never forget the teacher. Teacher love means that hey, chalta hai. If he sits in the class, okay. If he does. SSC teachers here are so lenient. They do whatever, they allow the kids to do what, otherwise they won't come again. So in the name of love, we spoil the kids. They don't know what it is, what it means to be focused, what it means to be intense. So when Swami asked the question, you have no idea how intense I was when I was teaching Rudram for the first 2-3 batches. Intense. If the person did not come for 3 classes continuously, I would not let them come into class. Out. You are out. Because you are not serious. Here, I let people come whenever they want to go. Part-time devotion, you know. I have become so lenient in the name of love. But tough love, Swami is tough love. So when he asks a question, how many people in your group? I have to be prepared to tell him how many men, how many women, how many children. And if he asks me how many people above age 55, I have to be able to answer. So when I went to Puttaparthi, that's how much I was prepared. Because when he came, comes and asks, that's the intensity of the master. So he asked me, so where in Rudram is the Trishulam of Shiva described? Which mantra is it? And my mind was going. And I couldn't find Trishulam. So I had to be honest with him. I said, Swami, I only hear bows and arrows. There is no Trishulam anywhere mentioned in Rudram. Then he said, Yemappa, Shivudu anta Trishulam pattukoni untadu. Mari Rudramlo Shivudu Trishulam cheppaledu. In the, you know, accent like that he has. So, Emapa, Rudramanta Shivudu kada, mari Trishulam cheppaledu. And I said, Swami, I don't know why Trishulam is not mentioned. It's kind of weird. Because the only weapon we see Shiva carrying is Trishulam, not bows and arrows. Yes? Oh, Parame Ruksha Ayudhan Vidhaya. Oh, yeah, very good. I did not say Trishulam at that time. He puts his weapons on the top of the tree. Parame Ruksha Ayudhan Vidhaya. Ayudha means weapons. So, our instruments. In which Trishulam is not described. In the entire Rudram, is there any word called Trishulam? No, in the entire Rudram that you learned so far in Namakam, is there usage of the word Trishulam? That's the question. Yeah. So, then Swami said that the Trishulam mentioned in the Rudram is this last mantra. I was like surprised and said, Swami, how is this mantra like Trishulam? There is no mention of Trishulam. Hey, what are you playing? Please throw that away and come. The kids have no focus. Absolutely, they can't sit still. What's up with you guys? You can't sit still and listen to a person. You have to play with something, you have to play with a pencil, you have to play with your watch. Huh? You have to do something, you can't just listen. Yes. Okay, so then Swami said, this last mantra is my Trishulam. Then I said, that is interesting, Swami. How is this Trishulam? Then Bhagavan said very beautifully, my Trishulam is service. And my Trishulam has 3 services. First one is social service, social care. Then next one is health care. Third one is giving water care. I was like totally bound. And then he said very beautifully, he asked me to chant the mantra, this mantra, Namo Rudre. And while I was chanting that mantra, then he said, you see how this mantra is beautifully? Salutations to the Rudras, Namo Rudre Bhyo. Right? Namo Rudre Bhyo. Now what are these Rudras doing? Those Rudras that are engaged in doing service to the people in 3 ways. Namo Rudrebhyo, A. Prithivyam, those that are on the earth giving food to everybody. Prithivyam, Annam. A. Antarikshe, Vataha. In the space, they are providing antariksham. In the space, they are giving లైఫ్ ఫోర్స్ వాతః అండ్ ఏ దివి వర్షం. Three things are happening. Then Swami said, my Rudras go all around giving food, grama seva, to all the people around in the towns. This is giving food. First one is social service. Next one is health care. Antarikshe vataha. Then from water, water from above, divi water. That means Swami brought the water from the heavens down to all the people who did not even have good drinking water in Tamil Nadu. 90% of them don't even believe in God. And the 10% that are believed are ignored. But God is so incredible that He gave water to Tamil Nadu people and gave water to all the people that are in those villages. 1,000 villages got water because of Bhagavan's Rudras. And by doing so, he says, we offer our salutations with our 10. The 10 here mean, the 10 means the 10, the 5 that are related to action, the 5 that are related to perception. What are the 5 organs of action? 5 organs of perception. I already mentioned this when I said namaste, right? Namaste. The 5 organs of sense, 5 organs of action. To them, now I am saying salutations to these Rudras who are pervading the east, who are pervading the east, south. Is this side, pervading the east, pervading the south, pervading the west, pervading the north and up above. To all those Rudras that are bringing food on earth, life in space, water from above, we offer our salutations with the 10 organs of action plus perception, and therefore pointing towards. Now, arrows. Ishavaste bhyo, right? Ishava. Ishava means arrow. Ishava also means. What is the other meaning of Ishava, I said?
Thoughts.
Thoughts, yes. So, may our thoughts be to the Rudras that are pervading all these directions, that are doing social service, that are doing healthcare service, that are doing unconditionally giving water, food, as well as health to millions of people. That's what this mantra means. May we join them, may we all join them to bring that happiness and joy to ourselves and to all the beings in all the worlds. That's what this mantra means. And in doing so, may we not hate each other. May we forgive ourselves and may we also forgive those who dislike us. And may we offer all the hate we have into the mouth of that Rudra. Let it be consumed by him so that we become free and we serve without any judgment. What a beautiful mantra. What an incredible mantra to conclude the Sri Rudra. Yes, that's the beautiful, very last mantra of unconditional service. Now, I always say, Jesus the Christ had only 13 apostles. Yes? How many apostles Jesus had? 13 apostles. But Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba has thousands of apostles that he has trained to go to love and serve the humanity. If there is one thing that is expected for being a disciple of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, it is not to give him Guru Dakshinas, giving. He doesn't expect anything from anyone. He doesn't take any money. Yesterday I was at a beautiful Shirdi Baba temple in Dallas, Texas. They did a grand opening of the Prana Pratishtha. My voice is gone because yesterday night I was singing for 5 hours. They called me back for the inauguration. It's the only thing that they wanted to do. And I was so beautifully surprised. Just like us, there is no hundi box. Nobody has asked any money. It's all done free. And that's the reason why Swami called me. How many temples are opening? Every temple you go, they will say, do this kavasam, this much dakshina. This, you have to pay. The only thing that happens is money collection. The only place where money is not expected of is only with Bhagavan Sri Sat Sai Baba. He is the one that unconditionally gives without any expectation. Now how many yajnas Swami had done? Is there any one place you say donate or sponsorship or anything like that? Absolutely zero. Zip. Because Swami is about giving and forgiving. Swami is not about getting and forgetting. So when He gives like that, when we get what we are getting from Him, so much of love, what is it that we have to give Him back? Have we ever thought about what is the Guru Dakshina I have to give to Swami? For what all He has given to us and to the entire universe? How do we give? What is it that we have to give to Swami? For all He has given and to all these Rudras that He has trained. 144 countries, how many people are engaged in service under the banner of Bhagavan Sri Sat Sai Baba? And doing that kind of service is not just giving, not just service related to giving food. Baba's service is also about healing people. So the healing aspect of it is as important, and that's why free hospitals, where in the world there are free hospitals like Swami has? Nowhere. No free hospitals. They take from some place and give it somewhere. This is like some organizations are smart. They take more from rich people and they distribute it to other people. Some organization doesn't matter. No matter how big you are, you have to contribute. You have to give money, donations, joining fees. Which organization has none of that garbage? I call it garbage because there is always some expectation created. I give more money means I get a special place in the front. Huh? Special place for doing the yajna. All of that is nonsense. God doesn't require any money from us. He requires money from us. He is not God. His job is to give and to forgive. And therefore, when we are part of this Sai Center, the only thing that matters, that you have to seriously think about, is how do I get transformed from Bhagavan's love and to what I have received from His love? What is it that I am doing to give back to Swami? As being part of the center, not going doing it outside, some Hindu association, some humbug like that. Be part of this center. How are you serving the people through this center under the name of Bhagavan Sri Sat Sai Baba? That's what is very important. Because you received it from Him. Swami has the question. Lot of Bangalore boys went and did Narayan Seva. They were all wearing jeans pant and jeans shirt. And Swami was looking at them. Hey, what happened to my boys? Where are my boys? Swami, where are the boys? How come you are wearing jeans pant, jeans shirt? I said, Swami, you know, we just thought it would be convenient. Why are you doing it? Why are you not wearing white and white? How do they know that you are Swami's student? Did you say Sai Ram to them? How did they know that you are Swami's student? We are all saying Sai Ram means something lower level. We don't want to say Sai Ram. We want to say some other thing. Why am I being very hard today? Because when we seriously are getting so much love from Swami, you have to unconditionally give it back to Swami in the name of Swami, not in the name of some other organization. Lot of other people, Satya devotees, they gather everything from here and they go do something else to somebody else. What is the root of your spiritual this thing? You have to go to the roots and pour water to the tree that is giving you shelter. Not suck up sap from this tree and go give it somewhere else. So brothers and sisters, the context of Satya Sai mission is so beautifully described in Sri Rudram. That's what I want to tell you. This last mantra of Sri Rudram is about service, unconditional service, giving food and shelter to the people that require it. Prithivyam annam antarikshe vataha, taking healing and taking care of people is that second aspect of the service. And Divi Varsham. This California has supported without water for how many years? Yes? Divi, Varsham, when we did the Yajnam in Tirumanavale, what happened? 5 years no rain. Who sent the rain? Every one of the Yajnas that we did, Swami sent rain from up above. How much water is given in all the projects of Swami when they were actually digging the tunnels to get the water through? The water was, the earth never saw water in those places in Tamil Nadu. So the water was getting sucked into the mother earth as soon as they let the rivers go. And then they had to really spend, you know, millions of dollars creating Teflon pipelines that would not absorb water so that the water could be delivered to the people of Tamil Nadu. This is Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Nothing stops him from serving people. So simple and so humble, but yet so profoundly loving. I'm telling you, the first time I went to Shirdi Samstan, I asked the people, you are gathering so much money in the name of Shirdi Baba. What service you are doing to people? You come and do artis day in and day out, that is not service. You got to go into the community. You got to love the people, serve the people. Then only you deserve to be called as Sathya Sai devotee. Otherwise, you are not a Sathya Sai devotee. This is the Trishulam of Swami. We are the Trishulam of Swami. We are the Rudras of Swami. And these Rudras are not sitting in one place. These Rudras are in the east, the Rudras towards the west, the Rudras in the south, the Rudras in the north, 144 countries. So many devotees that have not even seen physically Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. They are all doing service in Fiji Islands, in West Indies, in South Africa. I have seen people that have never seen Swami. And yet they are such ardent devotees, got attracted to his mission of service. Service to man is service to God. Therefore, this mantra, Bhagavan, when he was saying, what, where is the Trishulam of Rudra described in Rudram, this is the Trishulam of Rudra. Social care, health care, water care. This is the Trishulam of Rudra. One more Rudra, one more time. Mrudayantu and Vishmo still. Mrudayantu means may we bring immense joy and happiness. Mrudayantu, Mrudaya. Rudra Mrudaya, like we always say Mrudaya. Murda, Rudra means the only one who gives happiness to people. And the one who gives happiness to people through service and love. That is Rudra. Rudra is not some fearful god carrying some Trishula and killing everyone. Hello. That is not Rudra, what Rudra is. In fact, in the entire Namakam there is no description of Trishulam. So this Rudra mantra is not about Shiva. The Rudra mantra is really about the love of God. The service of God. And in doing this service, how we come together. Now we are saying, Dashaprachit, I am going to do salutations to all those Rudras who are serving the humanity with food, with water, and with health care, and with healing. Health care means healing. Those Rudras that are involved in giving food for the body, healing for the mind. And then water means for the jiva, for yourself. Water here represents the love. Divi Varsham means from above he is showering love. You understand? Because when that love is pouring from that heavens, the entire living beings on this earth are rejuvenated because of that water that is falling from the top. With his love, he rejuvenates, and that is for the spirit. So the food is for the body, the healing is for the mind, and the sustenance for the jiva or the conscience. That is what is called the love for the jiva. This is the Trishulam of Shiva. When we truly understand what is the Trishulam of Shiva, then we connect to Shiva is not about a god who is just killing demons. Shiva is love and love is Shiva. Shiva is service and service is Shiva. No difference between them. When we do an Atirudra Mahayajna or Atirudra Parayana, it is not about going chanting mantras in a place. We got to go to Grama Seva. We got to bring water to the people, close to them. You have seen this. Water he sends. Food we go to give. Clothes and shelter and health care. This is the beauty of Bhagavan's mission of Sri Rudra. Entire mission of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba in love and service condensed into the Vedas is Sri Rudram. Sri Rudram is not just a way to chant. Sri Rudram is a way of life. And in this Sri Rudram, through this Sri Rudram, we begin to understand who we are and we begin to love and serve unconditionally. May all the beings in all the worlds have happiness and peace. Love all, serve all. Samasta lokaha sukhino bhavantu. That is the conclusion of Rudra Namakam. Any chant like this? No, I will guarantee you, you go search anywhere. I will absolutely challenge anyone who has given interpretation of this mantra like this. Only Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. There is no one who has given Vyakhyanams or Rudram that interprets this mantra like this. Only Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Because he is the true Shiva that existed amongst us. He is the Shiva Shakti that existed amongst us. Therefore, who else can explain what the mantra is about other than the source from which it came? Yes? You understand? So, in that 2008 Atirudra Parayanam on a Kartika Purnima day, when this occurred, I was really showered and shaken with how much love Bhagavan has for the people through this mantra. And he said, if you want to become a Rudra, the only qualification of you becoming a Rudra or a Rudrani is simply to love and serve everyone. Then you become truly a Rudra, not by chanting Sri Rudra. Understand? Definition of Rudra is the one who is loving and serving. Definition of a Rudra is a Rudrani is a. Now, by definition, anyone can love and serve. So why is it given only to males? This is the beauty of Dikshit Mama. The very first time when I went and asked him, Mama, can we have women as Rudras? Then he says, why not, Shekharji? Yes, anybody can be a... Anybody who loves and serves is a Rudra, he said. Now you see what I am saying? The stupidity of the orthodox Brahmin culture saying that Vedas belong to only a particular caste, creed, gender is misplaced. You don't become a Brahmin by virtue of your birth. You become a Brahmin by virtue of what you do and your way of life. You can, in fact, Veda Vyasa who gave Vedas is not a Brahmin by birth. He is born to a fisherwoman. So what Vedas were talking belonging to Brahmins? What stupidity is this that we bring to people to say that Vedas should be only chanted by men, only Brahmin men, only after getting their sacred thread? This is a humbug, a nonsense. Don't believe in that. Out of 10 avatars of God that existed as Narayana, only 2 were Brahmins. The rest of them were non-Brahmins. The God I worship as Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, to begin with, is not born in a Brahmin family. But he is Sakshat Brahman. Therefore, let us focus on what our life should be, how we should sanctify our life through love and through service and unconditional love of all the Rudras.